This is Roseanne Austin, and I am so excited to be with you this morning. Welcome to the Luxuriously Low Stress 2 Week Wait. As I said, I am so excited to be with you gorgeous ladies, literally from all over the world, who are on the fertility journey and who are absolutely committed to transforming the way you live your 2 week wait, because you want something more for yourself and you want to create the best possible circumstances for yourself and the family you are creating. We are going to be diving deep today into the subject of the 2 week wait. And ladies, now is the time for you to claim the kind of 2 week wait that you want to create for yourself, because you can truly live it any way you wish. And I want to support you in thinking about your 2 week wait in a whole new way. Because here's the truth. Who says it has to be about constant stress and freak out? Who says it has to be about you analyzing every twitch and ache? And who says it has to be about wringing your hands and being absolutely overwhelmed by dread for 14 or so days? You are working so hard to make the family you desire to create a reality. You truly owe it to yourself to be good to you, and that means making this period of time luxuriously low stress. And now is the time for you to claim that. So as we get started, let's take a moment. I want you to just take a moment and send love to the women all over the world who are jumping on this call. And just know that they're sending love right back to you. You are all here because you want something more for yourself and your journey. And I want to acknowledge you for that. You are not alone. In the meantime, I also want to take a moment to send some love to Joanne and the entire Circle and Bloom family for making this time that we have together possible. Joanne, I have to tell you, ladies, her heart is as beautiful as she is, and we are so honored to serve this amazing community. And Joanne and I are women who have personally live this journey, and this time together is truly our gift to you, and we want you to look at your 2 week wait in a whole new way. One of the reasons why Joanne and I were so driven to do these calls is, you know, here's what we know to be true. When you harness the power of the mind-body connection and you combine it with effective education and coaching, you have the ability to dramatically reduce your stress and live your journey with more ease than you may have ever thought possible. In fact, you can make it luxuriously simple. And women all over the world are doing this, and so can you. The 2 week wait is where excitement and freak out can converge. So it can leave you wishing you either had a crystal ball or a way to press fast forward on your life so you can end the suspense and know, you know, did this cycle work? You know, is this the month where it's finally going to happen? And look, when we don't have that crystal ball and we are not able to you know, see into the future, we're really left into our, you know, to our own devices. And whether or not that's a good thing might depend on the day. It might depend on your past experiences. But ultimately, far too often, we find ourselves stuck in the default position of just holding our breath and counting down the days. And you know, if you are on this call, that can be absolutely just hand-wringingly nerve-wracking. So today, you are going to begin to understand how you can live those 14 or so days differently. And for those of you who do not know my work and are unfamiliar with my work, I want to tell you a little bit about myself. And I'm a fertility journey transformation coach. I help women who are struggling with fertility. I help them to overcome the stress of their journey and make the way they live it luxuriously simple so that they can be the mom, partner, and woman they were meant to be. I'm the creator of FromMaybeToBaby.com, and I have the honor of coaching amazing women all over the globe who want the best for their life and best for their journey. And what I'm sharing with you this morning, ladies, this is not theory. I am not guessing. And this is not something I just read out of a book. You are getting journey-tested insider information from a professional coach, that's me, who personally spent years struggling with fertility, who learned exactly how to take her life and journey back from the fear and stress that had kept me living a quietly miserable existence for years. And, you know, is coaching amazing women all over the world exactly how to do the same. I'm not holding anything back. We are going to keep this real so you can begin to create the same results in your life. And I have the benefit of being on the other side of my journey, so I can look back at the hard lessons I learned so you don't have to make the same mistakes. So, ladies, if you are finished with feeling powerless during the two-week wait, you are in the right place. If you desire more for yourself than spinning and freak out for 2 weeks, you are in the right place. And if you are ready to take a stand for yourself and the family you are creating by making your two-week wait luxuriously low stress, you are absolutely in the right place. I am telling you straight up right now, all of those things are possible for you, and it's closer than you think. You've got to decide to take action and apply what you learned today. And here is what you're going to learn. You are going to learn exactly where smart women start when they truly desire a low-stress two-week wait. You're going to learn the key element you absolutely, positively must have in place to make these 14-ish days more luxuriously low stress than they've ever been. You are also going to learn the secret to taking the trepidation out of test day and making it a treat. Yes, ladies, a treat. And by the end of the call, you're going to have an actionable roadmap for up-leveling the way you live your two-week wait. It's going to give you a great start. And I'm also going to invite you, ladies, please, set your electronic devices to silent and allow yourselves to be fully present during this training. Consider it part of your self-care for the week. And remember, I mean, actively following along is so important because part of the point and part of the reason why we're doing this training is so that you have an actionable roadmap. So I'm bringing 100% of myself, ladies, to this training, and if you bring everything you've got, we are going to make an amazing team. I really want you to get present. What do you want to get out of this training? What will your attitude be? Will you have an open mind? And instead of saying, oh, my God, Roseanne, that can never work for me, I want you to ask yourself how it can work for you. And I want you to just take a second right now. Write down your intention. And look, if you're driving or operating heavy machinery, don't worry. You don't have to stop what you're doing. And I don't want you to be unsafe. Just take a minute and if you have an intention for yourself during this training, go ahead and just make a mental note of it. But if you're able to write it down, write it down. Make it real. See it in front of you and have that help you stay focused on what you want during this training. I want you to take a moment right now and write down what's important to you about making your two-week wait luxuriously low stress. What about that is important? This is so critical, ladies. I mean, this is not something that we typically think about. So use this opportunity to dive in. What's important to you about this? What's important to you about it? So just take a moment, and I want you to write something down. And if you're not able to write it down, just start getting it in your head. Make a mental note. What's important to you about this? Because we're going to come back to this. So please don't skip over this step. And as we get started, I want to tell you just a little bit more about myself and why I am certain that what I am sharing with you this morning works. Ladies, years ago, I was you. I struggled with fertility for years while I was a trial lawyer here in California. my husband and I had been trying to conceive for some time, and the writing was on the wall. It was getting pretty clear that we were going to need some help. And I started juggling an intensely demanding career as a lawyer with the alphabet soup of fertility treatments. And I have so much compassion for us when I think about how we were back then. You know, we figured, we're starting our treatment. It's just going to be a couple months. We'll be pregnant. Well, lo and behold, what we thought would be a few months turned into years, ladies. And during that period of time, I was torturing myself constantly. I was comparing myself with every pregnant woman I saw. I was beating myself up endlessly. And ladies, I was even losing my hair. And if you've been part of my community for some time, or even if you're new to my community, my hair is my thing. And so it really felt like, oh my gosh, is this ever going to let up? Not only am I struggling with my fertility, all these drugs that I'm taking for my fertility, I'm losing my hair. Like, is it ever going to let up? And on top of the physical toll, ladies, there was the shame. There was the emotional side of it. And I've got to be honest with you, when I was going through this, I was absolutely overwhelmed with shame. I felt like a complete failure as a woman and as a wife. And, you know, here I was, I had this great career, you know, all the pistons were firing as far as I was concerned, you know, in the life that I had built for myself and for my husband, and everything on the outside looked great. But, you know, on the inside, it was just chaos. You know, I kept telling myself that if I tried harder and if I was more perfect, my baby would appear. I was driving hundreds of miles a week chasing after every treatment, diet, supplement, alternative healer that would give me any shred of hope. I drove myself to exhaustion and let the stress of this journey absolutely consume me. I mean, I even convinced myself at one point that I was such a disappointment to my husband that he was going to leave me. Like, I had no evidence to support that whatsoever, but that's what I allowed this journey to do. I allowed it to absolutely take over my life. You know, I found myself living in 2-week increments. And during the 2-week wait, I was absolutely miserable and freaking out over every little thing I felt and torturing myself that if I felt nothing, obviously that meant the treatment failed. I mean, there were so many times I wished that I could just close my eyes and be on the other side of test day. And to make things worse, the toxic stress that this was creating in my life was the exact opposite of what every doctor I worked with was advising. Now, I realized that I had hit rock bottom when, you know, I had the trial of my career. I mean, it was really the seminal trial in my legal career. I got a conviction against a serial rapist because part of my work was I was the lead trial attorney in a sexual assault unit as a prosecutor, and I was so driven to keep my community safe, to keep the women, children, and men in my community just safe from sexual violence. And that was my career. And I was at the pinnacle of my career, had just gotten a big win, was, you know, had done something really fantastic to support my community. But even in the face of that, all I wanted to do was go back to my office, curl up in a ball and cry, because I felt like not only was I never going to be a mom, but that I was a complete failure. I had become someone in this process that I did not recognize, and I was becoming it was becoming increasingly difficult for my husband to love me because of the way that I was living this. I was completely losing the grip on my life. And in that moment, I mean, I can still feel the wall on my back because I was leaning up against the wall in my office. And at that moment, I just made a decision. I said, I am not going to live this way anymore. I was not going to let the stress of this journey ruin my life and interfere with my fertility and risk my marriage. I mean, in that moment, I saw that I had two options, ladies, two. I could either go with door number one, which meant that I did nothing and I continue to let this journey run my life, or door number two, figure out how to turn things around so I could become the mom, the partner, and the woman I was meant to be. And in that moment, I chose door number two. I mean, I immediately began to immerse myself in personal development. I was on a mission to craft powerfully simple tools and strategies for overcoming the fear and stress that had taken over my life. It took me a long time to figure this out, but I'm so glad that I chose what was behind door number two, because when I started implementing what I learned, everything about my journey changed. I stopped comparing myself to other women. I stopped beating myself up with negativity. Baby shower invitations and pregnancy announcements suddenly stopped stinging so bad. And I started to feel like my old self again, just better. I learned to tap into a limitless supply of confidence. And look, I'll be honest with you. My husband and I were loved before. You know, we have such a strong marriage. It was so, you know, it is so fantastic. But as a result of the work that I was doing, I mean, it made us positively unstoppable, even in the face of just incredible heartbreak. And, you know, when I did this work, ladies, when I started to figure this out, my 2-week wait became something that I approached with grateful excitement. I mean, it still gives me goosebumps to even say that because I never thought that was going to be possible for me. And so I was able to tap into this, you know, this power within me to make this happen. And shortly after doing this work, a miracle happened for us. Now, I made a commitment that I would share what I learned, ladies, because having to figure this out on my own took 10 times longer than it had to, and it absolutely sucked. If I had a coach or a mentor, I could have done this way faster. And based on the results that I created in my own life, I designed powerful, innovative coaching programs that are absolutely changing the lives of women all over the world. I coach and mentor my clients to implement the journey-tested tools and strategies that I used on my own journey, and the results are incredible. I love what I do, ladies. I absolutely love it, and I am so honored to share some of that with you. So let's start with where smart women start when they truly desire a low-stress 2-week wait. Ladies, they start by making a decision. They decide that their 2-week wait is going to be luxuriously low-stress. Now, I want to be clear about what I mean when I say decision. It means that making your 2-week wait luxuriously low stress is not a nice to have, or I will get to it when I get to it. It isn't just a preference. It's taking a stand that making it luxuriously low stress is a non-negotiable. Now, why is this important? Ladies, straight up, when you make a decision, you empower yourself. Think about it. What is more unstoppable than a woman who has truly made a decision? Think of a time when you were determined that you were going to have something and your hair was absolutely on fire about making it happen in your life. You were unstoppable. You've got to engage that same decision-making if you choose to make your 2-week wait luxuriously low stress. Now, let's put it into some context, ladies. You have made the decision that you are going to be a mom. And if you truly desire to make your 2-week wait low stress, you've got the same power to decide that is the way it's going to be. And look, failing to make this decision is part of the reason why these 14 or so days can be so overwhelming and chaotic, because we have no direction. We're thinking, we're just trying to get through it. But look, when you really anchor in to what you wrote down in exercise number 2, this is what is important to you. You know, when you go back and look at that, that is what you stand to gain, ladies. That's the big why that's behind the decision that you can choose to make, that your journey is going to be, or excuse me, the 2-week wait, well, and in fact, your journey is going to be low stress. You can do that. And I understand that, you know, if you have thus far kind of been in this place where you just answer the door anytime freak out knocks, this may seem like a tall order. It may seem like, oh my God, Roseanne, what are you talking about? You know, you can just decide that things are going to be that way. And my answer to that question is a very loving yes. You can make that decision. You can make that decision that you are going to approach your 2-week wait differently. And my loves, I'm telling you right now, you get to live this time in your life any way you choose. We cannot control the outcome. That is beyond our control. And you know that, because if anyone could promise you an outcome, then they'd be doing that. I bet you haven't met a doctor yet that could promise you a result, because they can't. What we're doing here in making a decision about how you live this 2-week wait is we're putting you in control of the one thing you can control, and that is you. That is you, ladies. So I really want you to anchor into that and get a sense of, you know, what is it, you know, you already know what it's like to let fear and stress run the show, right? There's a reason why you're on this call. I mean, I know I was letting fear and stress, what if, and that whole clown car of craziness totally dictate my life for years. So I totally get it. I know how hard and impossible it may feel. But I'm telling you, as a woman who's on the other side of it, you can do something differently. I mean, and seriously, why not try something different? And as someone who's part of the Circle and Bloom community, you know how important the mind-body connection is to your health and well-being. Your mindset as you approach this 2-week wait plays a very critical role. And if you make up your mind that your 2-week wait is going to be luxuriously low stress, and you make that a priority just as much as any diet or treatment, you're going to find that you are in a position to transform the way you live it. You know, and just ask yourself, you know, how do you feel when you don't make a decision? It's confused and directionless. You can take a stand and have something different. Now, ladies, that nugget alone, like if there is nothing else that you take from this training this morning, take the fact that you have a choice. You can choose. I mean, that absolutely transforms lives. That nugget alone would have saved me years of misery, and that is such an empowering thing. My clients tell me this all the time. When they finally decide, when they finally get to the point where they're like, look, I'm going to live this differently, absolutely everything changes. And remember, we're making a distinction between a real decision and a mere preference, a mere nice to have. Like, you know, a low stress 2-week wait is just a nice to have. Because if you treat it like a nice to have, that's all it's ever going to be, is a nice to have. It's going to be at arm's length. You won't have access to that. And I want you to be able to do that from here on out. Ladies, now I want to be super clear about something else. This does not mean that we have to be perfect. You know, we're, even when we make the decision, okay, I'm going to live my journey with, you know, low stress. I'm going to make it luxurious. I'm going to make it low stress. You know, does that mean that we never have moments where, you know, maybe we have a little bit of doubt, or, you know, we may have that, you know, a sudden feeling like, oh, you know, no. And we're not looking for perfection here. We're looking to put you on track to having that. Because when you make that decision, you really start taking action in that direction, it does become easier. It does. It really does. You're going to have to borrow a cup of my faith when it comes to that. I know, but it can be so powerful. And when you make the decision and you make that a priority for yourself, you'll be amazed at how quickly things begin to change. So there may be some of you that are saying, but how? And ladies, we're about to get to that. So making the decision first, though, I want to underline this like 1,000 times. Making the decision first is an integral part of the how. For those of you asking, Roseanne, this is all great, but how? I want to make this very clear. Making the decision must come first, because I can teach you everything I know. I mean, I can coach you like you've never been coached. But if you haven't decided to make use of it, and you have not decided to take a stand for how you live this journey, none of the how is going to matter. It really isn't. And I really want you to, I mean, write that down. Listen to this 100 times. You are so powerful. You are more powerful than you even think. And I want to support you in beginning to understand that, ladies. I know that this time can make you feel so powerless. But engage that. Engage that power, engage that strength. You are so strong. Look, any woman that's struggling on this journey and keeps putting one foot in front of the other is a powerhouse. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. So that's where smart women start, is they make a decision. Now let's go on into the next piece, and that is the key element you absolutely positively must have in place to make these 14 or so days more luxuriously low stress than they have ever been. If you want to make that so, you must have a plan. You must have a plan. And I want you to write this on your worksheet. I want you to write this down. They have a plan. If you want to make this happen for yourself, you must have a plan. And I know this probably sounds like this is the lawyer in me coming out. And ladies, I am sharing this with you because it works. It works. You must have a luxuriously low stress strategic plan. And you set yourself up for success when you have a plan. And all of you who are listening, who are, you know, type A, you like to have everything in order, just like I did. Having a plan is so critical. If you haven't had a written plan thus far, now we're going to get you one. Now is the time for you to shift that. We are going to change the way that you approach this 2-week wait. Because here's the truth. When we get caught in the weeds during the 2-week wait, I mean, when that happens, it's because we're winging it. We're winging it. You know how stressful the wait can be. When you have a constructive plan for your approach to it, you, again, here's that word, you empower yourself to have a different experience. And think about it. I mean, if you've just had, let's say you're going through treatment and you've just had an IUI, or you've just had an embryo transfer if you're doing IVF, or using donor eggs. If you've just had a transfer and you're kind of teetering on your 14-day waiting period or 12 days, whatever protocol your doctor has ordered, how much different would you feel about it if you had a very clear, gorgeous, luxurious written plan for your approach to it? Totally different, right? Rather than, whoops, I'm just going to hold my breath and count the days. Because you already know what that's like. So do something different. And here's the way that I want you to look at that. Now, of course, everything here starts, ladies, with strict adherence to your doctor's instructions regarding your care. Everything that you do, you must check with your doctor. You've got to make sure that anything that you're doing is consistent with your doctor's plan and it is in your best interest. You know, aside from that, you can create the rules that you will follow about how you want to live this. Because again, who says that you have to shrink into a tiny ball of freak out and worry for those 14 days? Why can't this time in your life be luxurious? And so let's take a 36,000 foot cruising altitude view of your 2-week wait, ladies. I want you to take a moment and I want you to ask yourself, if you were to create a plan for making this time, this 2-week wait, luxuriously low stress, what would it look like? What does luxuriously low stress mean to you? Everyone's answer is going to be different, and there's no right or wrong way to go about this. But I want you to think, in your own life, knowing what you know about that gorgeous you, what would be luxurious to you? Because there's nothing cookie cutter about this approach, and all that matters is that you know what luxuriously low stress means to you. It's like, is there anything that's just kind of coming to mind? Like, are you thinking about a massage? Are you thinking about taking a walk every day? Or, you know, what is it? What is it to you that would be luxuriously low stress? The next thing I want to do along these lines is let's zoom in. Okay, so we had a 36,000 foot view and we're teetering on the 14 days that we've got to wait before we take our HCG test. Or any, you know, home pregnancy test that your doctor is telling you to do. So you've kind of gotten a basic image in your mind. What would be luxuriously low stress? We're going to zoom in and start looking at each day. We're going to take it a step further. I want you to have an idea in your mind, you know, what do you want to be doing daily? to make your 2-week wait luxuriously low stress. So we've gone from a 36,000 foot view, like a general idea of what makes it low stress for you, what would that look like, into what will you be doing daily? Now, I really want to take a moment here to underscore, like, it, when you are looking to absolutely make your 2-week wait luxuriously low stress, you've got to be in it every single day, sometimes every single hour. That's why we're taking the time, ladies. That's why we're taking the time to do this. We want to give you an actionable roadmap. You know, what are some of the things that you want to safely and consistent with your doctor's orders, what do you want to be doing on a daily basis that will help you achieve that goal of making it luxuriously low stress? You know, will you take walks? And I'll just rattle off a few of these things to maybe get your creativity flowing. You know, will you be taking walks? Will you make a commitment to listen to your Circle and Bloom mind-body programs? I mean, we all know those are amazing. Are you going to perhaps have a massage that is okay with your doctor? You know, is there some therapeutic massage that your doctor says, okay, you know, are you going to make sure that you do that a few times during your 2-week wait or whatever is consistent with the treatment plan? You know, could luxury to you mean quiet snuggle time on a daily basis with your partner? Seriously. I mean, some of the most luxurious things that we can incorporate on this journey are not things that we buy or necessarily, you know, things we do outside of the home. Sometimes it's just being held. Oh, my God. I mean, I used to just love that. I curl up next to my husband and just say, hold me, baby. And it was so great. I mean, that felt like luxury. You know, you get to make this anything you want. You know, will you be saying powerful affirmations every single day, maybe sometimes every waking hour? I mean, I know when I was so gripped with fear on this journey, and particularly in the 2-week wait, like I was doing all kinds of things, like every waking hour, just to get through it and to relieve that stress, and it felt so good. You know, are there going to be ways that you want to learn how to snap out of your what ifs? Now, this is a biggie, and oh my goodness, I cover that with my clients, exactly what to do with the what ifs. I mean, the list could go on forever, ladies, and I'm sure that you have some things popping into your mind. You want to tap into the power of your creativity here. The sky is the limit within the confines of your doctor's orders. So just jot down a few ideas. What do you want to be doing for yourself? For yourself each day during your 2-week wait. And if there are any of you who are listening who have some limiting beliefs about doing luxurious things for yourself, I want you to think about giving that tired old story the boot, at least for these 14 days. Why? Ladies, now is when you need to be good to you. You are asking your body and your mind to show up when you need it most. You've got to take care of them. You've got to take care of them. Letting yourself just slide into freak out and worry is not helping. You know that because you know how you feel when you slide into that place. You get to do something different. Claim this. And after this call is over, I want you to consider making a little grid for yourself. You know, one of the things you can do is if you have an old page from your calendar, if you still have a written calendar, if you're a dinosaur like me, you know, just cut it out 2 weeks. You know, for some of you, the test day is going to be on day 12. I mean, whatever. It doesn't really matter, but you get the point. Cut out 2 weeks of your calendar and put that in front of you and start thinking, you know, what am I going to be doing on a daily basis? Remember, a strategic plan. When you want to create success in your life, you know, whatever it is, on the journey, 2-week wait, it doesn't really matter. When you have a plan, you empower yourself. You're not just allowing yourself to get pushed around by this journey. You're giving yourself an opportunity. Okay, here's my written plan. These are the things I'm going to be doing for myself on a daily basis. This is the finest in self-care, ladies. And you want to commit to this. Now, how much you do, what you do, that's entirely up to you. And, you know, there's so much that you can, you know, there's so much leeway here. But just do it. You know, make sure you write something down specifically for each day to make it luxuriously low stress, whatever that means to you. Consider it an investment in yourself and the family you are creating. Because remember, you can choose door number one, which is where you keep doing what you've always done and get the same result, or you can try what's behind door number two. And that's to do something about the way you feel. The choice is yours, ladies. Make the right one. I mean, I have specific, brilliant plans and structures that I create for my clients across the globe when we have a two-week weight coaching session. I mean, we absolutely take the guesswork out of all of this, and we give them beautiful materials to carry them through the entire two-week wait, and they have incredible one-on-one support from me along the way. You know, we create something that is absolutely done for you and takes the freak out of, you know, what will work for you, and we just take that out of the equation. And, in fact, recently I had a client who had previously been virtually immobilized, ladies, with fear during her two-week wait. She told me that these were truly the most relaxing self-care-infused 2 weeks that she probably had in her entire life. And this is a woman with a very demanding career, so she absolutely needed something that worked, and that's exactly what she got. And I'll share more about how you can jump in on that in just a little bit. But bottom line here, ladies, so far I have shared with you how important it is to make the decision. Make the decision that you are going to live this journey and this two-week wait luxuriously low stress. We've talked about the importance of having a plan. That is where you really change things. You give yourself an opportunity to do things differently. Now, let's talk about the third piece of the puzzle, and that is the secret to taking the trepidation and the freak out of test day and making it a treat. Ladies, this is pure gold. This is absolute gold. And when I didn't think I was going to be able to do this, but when I started doing it, oh, my gosh, game changer. Okay, so write this down. The secret to taking the trepidation out of test day is to have a no matter what plan. A no matter what plan is an activity that you decide that you are going to do regardless of the outcome of your test. And I really mean that. Something that you and your partner, if you are working with a partner, will do. Plan a treat for yourselves. Consider it a celebration of your tenacity, ladies, and your hard work, no matter what the outcome. This is key because far too often we get tunnel vision. A no matter what plan is a way for you to take a stand for the and oh my gosh, my clients know that phrase for me all the time. We take a stand for the and I'm going to tell you what that means. You may be disappointed or sad about your result, and you can celebrate how hard you worked. You can be super excited about your result, and you can celebrate how hard you worked. Anyone who has been on this journey for some time, like, you deserve to give yourself credit for every step that you take in the advancement of your family, everything that you're doing, you deserve to be celebrated. You know, so often we just figure, okay, well, you know, if I don't get a test result that I'm hoping for, well, then that's just the end of it. Like, we just fall into a pit. And look, I'm not here to tell you that there's anything wrong with feeling the disappointment or feeling, you know, pain at that. There's nothing wrong with that. But here we're taking a stand for the and. Yes, you feel pain. Yes, you feel disappointed. And you deserve to be celebrated. You and your partner, if you're working with one, deserve to be celebrated because you probably never worked harder towards something. You see how transformational that can be? That if you give yourself, you know, you're like, look, no matter what the result of this test is, we are going to do something special. And again, just like looking at the elements that you want to incorporate into your two-week wait, you know, although there's so much creativity that you can have in, you know, what your plan looks like and what you want to incorporate on a daily basis to help you make it luxuriously low stress according to your definition, so can the your no matter what plan can be the same way. And just think about, you know, what does that do for your stress level if you have something fantastic to look forward to? Give yourself that gift. And, you know, if you're making your 2-week wait luxuriously low stress, you aren't just going to stop that on test day. These are absolutely key aspects to making your 2-week wait luxuriously low stress, but you now have a place to start when it comes to up-leveling your approach. Today you learned where smart women start when it comes to making their 2-week wait luxuriously low stress. You began to put together your luxuriously low stress strategic plan, and you learned the secret to taking the trepidation out of test day and making it a treat. When you apply what you've learned, you absolutely have the power to transform the way you live your 2-week wait, ladies. And as a coach, look, I'm not afraid to ask the tough questions. So I want to ask you, you know, what are you going to do with what you learned? Will you let your worksheet collect dust and will you do nothing? You know, will you try to implement what you've learned today on your own and lose steam a few days from now? Or will you commit to transforming the way you live your 2-week wait? Ladies, I work with women across the globe who are absolutely committed to becoming the mom, partner, and woman they were meant to be. My ladies are women who truly go for it. They refuse to be victims on this journey, and they know that living this time in their lives caught up in fear and stress is not doing their fertility any favors, and most importantly, they do something about it. The women I work with break free from being overwhelmed by fear and stress. They say goodbye to being pushed around by the negativity bully, and they get out of the cycle of comparing themselves with every pregnant woman they see. They begin to feel more confident than ever. They dramatically improve their relationships, and they make the way they live their 2-week wait luxuriously low stress. You know, by now you know that I'm all about empowering women to claim something bigger for themselves on this journey, to demand more happiness, more confidence, more support, and more control over their lives. You know, I want to encourage all of you to just, you know, you have the power, ladies, to make this 2-week wait anything that you would like it to be in the way that, you know, in the way that you want to live it. I want to really encourage you to do that. And to dig deep and just remember who you are and what you're doing and allow yourself to feel differently. Take that control. Take that power. You so deserve it. So thank you so much, ladies, for joining me. This is Roseanne Austin, and we want to thank the Circle in Bloom team as well for making this time together possible. And if you have any questions or if you want to actually make a dramatic change in the way that you live your journey, reach out. Schedule a breakthrough session, and that is for women who truly are ready to do something about the way they feel. So take care, ladies.